Good morning. It's Brother Steve again, the Daily Inspiration. I'm going to continue in our study of the first chapter of 2 Peter. We ended up yesterday with the verse 4 there, where it talks about how we have these exceeding great and precious promises, and we become partakers of that divine nature. And how, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. one of the errors that we see in Christianity today is the idea that Jesus came to deliver us from hell. Now, I understand that it's a part of the package. But here it is talking about having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So the question is, what is it really that we're looking for in our relationship with Christ? What do we see as our enemy? Too many times we see only into eternity, and we see hell as our enemy, and we don't understand that There's something deeper than that. So it's not just about having escaped from hell, though that's part of the package. But here we have escaped from the corruption that is in this world through lust. The question is, do we really want to escape this corruption? Too many people just want to escape hell, and they want to live their lives in this corrupt world, having their pleasures as they see it, and they're not really that interested in escaping the corruption of this world. All they're interested is in escaping hell. And, you know, as we look at this, we can begin to realize here that if that is the motive, if that's what we're after, you know, we're not going to make it. God doesn't just make us partakers of his divine nature just for no reason, but it's because he wants to see fruit. And also, you know, I thought about the verse in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the angel speaking to Joseph here, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Do we really see our sins as our enemy, as something that we want to escape from? Or are we just worried about our comfort and our eternal well-being? Do we really see the corruption in this world for the terrible thing that it is? Or do we only see hell as something that we want to avoid at all costs? And here's, if I could put into words a little bit how all of this comes together. Okay, sin is the culprit. Sin is our enemy. That's the thing that came into the world in the beginning. And that's what caused all the chaos that we see today. That's what caused all our pain. It's not hell that caused our... Hell was never made for us. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. Sin is the thing that corrupted us and made us worthy of hell. So do we see sin as the beast that ruined things for us, or do we just see hell as, do we see sin as something that, you know, we enjoy and we take part in, but somehow, you know, we want to stay away from hell? And I'm not quite sure how to put this into words right that it makes sense, but okay, so we have God here giving us of his divine nature. And now it's through this divine nature that everything else plays its way out. So we have it's a little bit like my wife planting a bulb, a tulip bulb or something in the ground. It's not just for having that bulb there, but there's a desire to see something beautiful coming out of it. In the same way, God puts this new heart, this new nature within us, not just so that we can escape hell, but so that because he wants to see something beautiful, he wants to see a beautiful fruit coming out of that nature. And it's through that nature. Jesus talks about through the Gospels, different places. He talks about how we're going to be rewarded for our works, according to our works. And a lot of people want to shy away from that, even go around those verses, because all of a sudden they're so afraid of good works. They're so afraid of this whole thing of working out your own salvation. And it's due to a misunderstanding of what that's actually talking about. Yes, there is no good thing that I can do that will take away my past sins and make me right with God. That is not possible. It's only by the mercies of God that we are saved. And it's only by the mercies of God that we can do good deeds. It's because of that divine nature that he puts in us. And so, in a sense, God gives us a new nature, and then he rewards us for the deeds that come out of that nature. And so, you have not only an escape, not really an escape from hell, but it's, and then as we become, as we are partakers of that divine nature, as we are in Christ, heaven or escape from hell is kind of a byproduct of being in Christ. Being, as it says in 1 Peter there, about that inheritance that we're a part of. And what is an inheritance? An inheritance is something that gets passed on to your children. And so as we are born again and become a partaker of God's nature, then by default, we are also become heirs with Christ. Christ becomes our elder brother, and that inheritance then becomes ours. It's a byproduct. The same way as my son, you know, what I have and what he inherits from me, it's not because of something that he did. It's because he's my son. And that inheritance is kind of a byproduct. It's kind of something that comes naturally. It's because he's my son. And the same way for us, when we become partakers of that divine nature, we become born again, we become a child of God, then by default, that inheritance becomes ours. And by default, that nature becomes ours. And that nature begins to work its way out in our life. So that's how we escape that corruption that is in the world through lust, through that divine nature that God puts in us. And then he goes on to say, verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So we then become... So what is virtue? Let's look a little bit about what virtue is. Okay, he talks about, if I can find that meaning here, I had it. Add to your faith virtue. Virtue is basically a virtuous course of thought, feeling, and action. Virtue, moral goodness. Any particular moral excellence as modesty, purity. And that's what's virtue. So we are called to add to our faith in Christ, our faith in God. We are called to add virtue to that, add moral goodness. And then it says to virtue knowledge. If we are going to add virtue, we have to have knowledge of what virtue is. What is goodness? What is good morality? And so anyway, that all comes out of that divine nature that God has given to us. And as we become a partaker of that, we begin to add these things to Him. So it's important that we have, it also talks about earlier there, it talks about grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. So that knowledge is good. We need that knowledge. We have to have an understanding of who God is in order for us to live virtuously. If we don't know what virtue is, if we don't know what moral goodness is, then we do not have an understanding of how to live that way. So the Word of God gives us so much instruction of what that should look like. Look at the Sermon on the Mount. Just lots of detail about how we ought to live and how we ought to respond to different situations. But I think that's as far as we're going to go for this morning, and we'll continue with that next time.